at 10 a.m. Eastern. We're going to pause for station identification. This is Shukri Wright. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, the Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.
Yay!
You all no home of no family.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your Wednesday morning. As I'm here with you until 10:30 a.m. this morning, not 11 a.m. as I usually am, but I'm here until 10:30 a.m. as I have to cut the show short by a half hour. The number to call is 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. I figure since we were supposed to do this sooner, that now would be a good time to do it. Because I want to talk about the Celtics ad nauseum for a moment. Because there's a stat that I saw that has me concerned. It has me very concerned because I'm thinking big picture, down the road, the overall big picture and so forth in terms of success, causes for success, failures, reasons for failures, and things that you can learn from it. I mention this because I'm a big believer in life. As much hope it is good to have, it is imperative that you also take stock into what are you doing that is driving your successes or fueling your failures. The Boston Celtics are a team that lives and dies on the three-point line. I think that's very problematic. Well, many of you would say they have the best record in the NBA for a reason. The team is very deep. Yes. I don't have any questions about that. But here's the uncomfortable truth, Celtics fans. In the NBA playoffs, do you honestly think and believe that this Celtics team can survive living or dying by the three? Yes or no? I personally say no. Here's the reason why. This number stood out to me as I was preparing for today's show, in which I thought it's really telling, and I think it's a very important indicator as to what this Celtics team is going to be like when the NBA playoffs begin next month. Boston is a three-point shooting team, and I want to pull this excerpt here from a column that was written by Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe. And I thought that this was really telling. And if you think back to Monday night, the Celtics-Knicks game, you will immediately realize, for those of you that watched the game, you will immediately realize that the Boston Celtics, they are that team in which that lives and dies on the three-point line. So here's the stat that stood out to me as I was reading through the column earlier. The Celtics are 26-0 when they have hit that percentage of 39.5% or higher. Their record when they don't hit it, 18-18. When they make less than 30% of their three-point attempts, their records are 5-7. So Monday's result was no surprise. That was the excerpt. A team that lives and dies by the three-pointer is a team that doesn't always win the championship. And I know in today's NBA, it's more times than not, it's about can you shoot the three? It is. But you also got to hit your mid-range shots. In last June's NBA Finals, one of my biggest criticisms of the Celtics was that they were not aggressive in attacking the basket enough. My concern for this team is not their ability to attack the basket or drive to the hoop or even make the two-point shots. My concern is that this is a team that relies on a three-pointer too much. And of course, when you have shooters like Tatum, Brown, Smart, Brogdon coming off the bench, sure, it helps. Because you know those guys, they can shoot the three. They can make the three. It's not when they're hot that I'm most concerned about. When they're not shooting the three-point ball well, and it's a large sample size to go by based on not only just the stats, but the games that we have seen this season, that tells me if they face a superior defending team that knows how to defend against the three, they are in trouble. They are in absolute trouble. And if they are a team that cannot make adjustments when they're not hitting their threes, they're screwed. They're absolutely screwed. The record tells me one thing, but based on the eye test, the thing that I am concerned about also is Joe Mozilla's inability to make in-game adjustments in that capacity. Because you want to know one of the reasons why they lost against the Knicks on Monday night, which, by the way, the Knicks, in case if you haven't been paying attention, they're a really good team. And not just defensively, because obviously for those that follow the NBA know that Tom Thibodeau is a defensive-minded coach. But offensively, they can shoot the basketball. Jalen Brunson is the truth. As well as their point guard. But overall, their team as a whole has the ability to not only shoot the three, but they know how to create pressure in the paint. They have the ability to be able to make the adjustments in game. Something that I haven't really seen a ton of from Joe Mazzulla. Which is why I wonder if the Celtics were, if they're going to face against a Milwaukee Bucks team, let's say Milwaukee, for example, in the East. And I'm sure that they are going to face each other at some point if they're going to get back to the NBA Finals, right? If this is a team that can defend the three, what do the Celtics do? They're stellar when they're making their two-pointers. Case in point, the Celtics, they shoot 66.7% of the two-pointers on Monday night. When they're inside the arc, they're stellar. But when they try to rely on the three-pointer too much and they don't adjust to how the opposing team is playing them, that's where it hurts. That's where it absolutely hurts. And then you also got to wonder at the same time about Jason Tatum. What the hell is going on with Tatum? Like, ever since the All-Star break, Tatum has been very underwhelming. Very. Ever since hitting those 10 three-pointers at the All-Star game, he has looked like complete crap offensively. He only made one against the Knicks on Monday night. So when Tatum's not going, that means you got to create more pressure on his supporting cast like Jaylen Brown, which means he's got to carry more on offensive load. So I wonder, Jason Tatum, did you suddenly forget how good of an offensive player you are? Or did you say that you're going to drink your night away in Salt Lake City, leave it in Salt Lake City, and not bring it back with you to Boston? Because I haven't been remotely impressed coming back from the All-Star break with Jason Tatum. But here's the thing. This is also another reason why this is concerning. And I want to specifically zero in on Jason Tatum for a moment. If Jason Tatum isn't right offensively, how much faith do you honestly have in Jaylen Brown? We also obviously know that he's a superstar. But most notably, I'm talking about his supporting cast like Marcus Smart, Derek White, Al Horford. How much faith do you really have that they would be able to at least keep you within single digits instead of allowing whoever that they play to pull away and be leading by double digits? And that's problematic. Which is the reason why I said what I said. This team cannot afford to be a team that lives and dies by the three. They have to be able to not only dominate making their two-pointers inside the arc. Obviously, they do because they did that on Monday night, shooting 66.7% from inside the arc. But they have to be able to adjust their game accordingly if the three-point shots aren't falling. And you also need Jason Tatum to get his head out of his ass. Because I'd like to see the Jason Tatum of old prior to the All-Star break back, please. Pretty please. Just hold the turnovers, please. Is that too much to ask for? I don't think it is. But I wonder, what do the Celtics do now? And I know it's one game against the Knicks in particular, but the Knicks have been a tough opponent for the Celtics this season. Remember, the Knicks came here and beat the Celtics already prior to the All-Star break. Like, I don't take away from the fact that they have some really good shooters, the Celtics, that is. Obviously, Tatum, Brown, Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon, Grant Williams. But my concern is big picture. When you get to the playoffs, you cannot allow those rare nights when they are ice cold from the three-point line, allow it to translate into other parts of their games. You can't allow it. Cannot allow it. You cannot have it happen. We got one more segment after this one. You can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show, as we are going to talk about one more topic, and I think it's an interesting one that we should have this conversation even more as the season moves along. And we're going to talk about that very thing. Coming up next, are we forgetting one particular player in regards to MVP race? I think we are. I'm going to talk about who I think that is and why he should be garnering a lot more consideration for the MVP. That and much more coming up next here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford.
I'm Bob, and you're listening to WMFO Bedford.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. Could be a new shirt at the men's store, a catnap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM and WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Number to call in is 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show. As I'm here with you for another 10 minutes, as the show is going to conclude at 10:30 today, for good reason, because as I mentioned a little while ago, in case if you missed it, I have to take care of some personal matters today, in which that will force me to cut the show short by 30 minutes instead of ending at 11 a.m. as I typically would do. But today I have to make an exception. So with that being said, about 10 minutes remaining, I figured that I'd touch on this real quick before I conclude the show. And that is, now that we're in the month of March, I feel like as of now, there's a lot more things that I feel that would be more appropriate to talk about. You know, I was talking about the Bruins chasing the NHL like record earlier, but also serving a bit of a cautionary tale as well earlier in the show. I was also talking about last night's game in terms of, even though the Bruins did not play their best game last night, they were still able to find a way to win their game against the Flames last night. But there is one other interesting topic that I think it's worth having a discussion about. And that is, now it's time to start really talking about the Hart Trophy race, which is the NHL MVP. And as much as we have sat here talking about Connor McDavid, and rightfully so, I mean, he just scored his 50th goal a couple of days ago against the Bruins, yes. But I do think that there is something to be said, and something that we should, in fact, talk about in regards to one particular player, and that is Linus Ullmark of the Boston Bruins. And I'm not bringing this up because I'm a Bruins fan, but rather because I do think that despite the national conversation surrounding McDavid and the spectacular year that he's having, first time that he scored 50 goals in a season in his career, and it's special. I'm not taking anything away from Connor McDavid. No question, he's having a spectacular year. But what about Linus Ullmark? Why isn't he given more love and consideration for the Hart Trophy this year? He should be, considering that right now he's having a historic season in his own right. And I think that needs to be discussed more. In fact, let's just look at his numbers after last night's 54 save performance against the Calgary Flames. Linus Ullmark is 31-4. That is his record, and he's got a goals against average of 1.88. And, oh, what's his save percentage? Oh, that's right, it's 938. So 31-4-1, 1.88. And we obviously know what Jeremy Swayman has been able to do as the backup goalie this season for the Bruins. We all know that. There hasn't been like a big drop-off in performance between Swayman and Ullmark and vice versa whenever one or the other is in the net for the Bruins. There hasn't. But why isn't there more consideration given to Ullmark? And now, I understand that goalies do not win the Hart Trophy often. And it's true. They don't. Because if you were to ask me who was the last time, or who was the last goalie to win the Hart Trophy, I'd tell you it was Carey Price in the 2014-2015 regular season. And I think it's 100% truthful to say he was damn good that season. in which he deserved to win the MVP. However, I get that Connor McDavid, 50 goals, 110 plus points in the season, or whatever the number is, or whatever. I get that, but I kind of like to take into consideration that history has to play a factor too. Bruins are having a historic season that they're having, but let's play devil's advocate a little bit, hockey fans. Do you think the Bruins are as good as they are if Ullmark isn't as dominant as he has been in net? That's a fair question to ask. If you want my honest opinion, I think the answer to that is no. I don't think they're as good. Do I think they're still a good team? Yes. But as good as they have been? No. So there should be a lot more consideration and love given to Linus Ullmark. But I think the more that he continues performing at a high level over the course of the next few weeks for the Bruins, I think that conversation will begin to change rather just a little bit. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. If anything, this conversation should be had a lot more often. And I know there are people yesterday locally that were talking about this, which is, I think it's good, but on a national level, whether it's U.S. or Canada, Ullmark absolutely should be in a Hart Trophy conversation. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you and I know that he's going to win the Vezina. There is no other Vezina candidate. Like, no, there isn't. Stop it. No, there isn't. Not this year. Maybe next year. Not this year. It's Ullmark's to lose. But Hart Trophy, I think it will come down to McDavid or Ullmark. And it should be Ullmark that's in the conversation. Will he win the Hart Trophy? I don't think he will. But he should be getting a lot more of a consideration that he has been getting. No questions asked about it. Only got about a minute left, so I got time for maybe one call. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as I'm going to wrap up this program in about a couple of minutes. And looks like my good friend already brought his equipment into the studio, in which Dance Music Express is going to take over at 10:30, because he just planted his laptop and just completely disappeared out of Lord knows where. I don't even know where he is. Oh, there he is. He's actually walking into the studio as I speak, because I'm sitting here looking. I'm like, I know he's here. I can see his laptop to the right of me, but I was like, where the hell did he go? But he's here now. So just real quick, before I hand it off over to Dance Music Express, he'll be here with you from 10:30 a.m. till noon today, a half hour additional time, I should say. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in. I was in the production studio, and I hear, I'm out of here at 10:30. I said, uh-oh. So I said, I got to get ready.
No, I've been saying this, almost since the beginning of the show, in which that, there's good reason why today I have to cut the show a half hour short. Normally, as you know, I'm here till 11. But it's a good thing that you're here. that you're here early. So,
yeah, no problem.
So what's the lineup for today's show?
I'm probably going to do a little again, start off with some... I like some of the oldies today. I think I'm going to do, since I'm on a half hour early, I can kind of goof around a little bit. So I'll do some oldies, and I'll do, I'm going to do my dance set as usual, my 30-minute dance.
Nice.
Set, try to get people out there walking around. Hey, the weather's starting to happen. Listen, it's 39 degrees. It's like being
in Toronto. it's like we're finally entering a heat wave.
Yeah.
And I say that sarcastically, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
But hopefully they'll enjoy it, and we'll keep them going a little bit, you know?
Oh, awesome. Now, if you're ready to get things fired up, we got about maybe 30 seconds. I don't know if you have an aux cord that's already plugged in.
I'm on aux one, and I'm going to put the song up so you can start my show like you. I'm loving when you start my show.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. But that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Dance Music Express is going to start in just a matter of moments. So talk to you again later, and hope all of you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. Take care. Coming up next, coming up right now, Dance Music Express, Soul Man by Sam and Dave.
Good job, man. I was like, oh my God, I gotta get in there. But like...
Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes
WMFO Medford. Good morning, Boston. DJ D here. Dance Music Express Music Series. Kicking it for an extra half hour today. I wonder if I'm getting overtime for this. Hey, you're going to do some soul, some funk, some blues, and see what's happening. DJ D, MFO, 91.5.
Hit it, hit it. How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother. How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here. How you feel, fella? Hey, Jam! Yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him! Ha. We're gonna have a bunk.
Gotta take you high.
boys over there. Maybe looking cat, I thought I seen him somewhere. Is that Maceo? Doing everything over there. Maceo? Is it who? Maceo, you know, like Maceo, won't you blow? Oh! Yeah!
Oh, funky good time right here on MFO 91.5 with me, DJ D. I started off the set. Actually, my brother started off the set. My good man, Shirky, he started off with Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Van Morrison went into Brown Eyed Girl. And then we just heard James Brown, Funky Good Time. I'm going to continue with some of the oldies in the Motown. We're going to do the Temptations. Get ready. Yeah, here we go, Boston. DJ D in the mix.
Here I come, and I'm bringing you a love that's true. So here
I'm not paying attention. Can you imagine? I missed my cue on that one. Hey, let's see what I played for you. I got to pull up my screen. This is what happens when you get busy and you're here alone. All right, let's put my headphones on. That might help out a little bit. We played the Four Tops, the same old song. The Temptations, Get Ready. And Randy and the Rainbows, Denise. Coming up next, the Silhouettes. Get a job.
Dip, 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 dip. Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, but sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, but sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, but sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, but dip, 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 dip,
dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip, dip,
for me.
I then go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth
reaching and crying, tell me that I'm lying about a job
that I never could find.
Sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
but sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la, but
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
but
sha-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la,
but sha-la-la-la,
sha-la-la-la.
Oh,
rhythm bound. Well, Grandpa done got rhythm, and he threw his crutches down. Oh, the old boy done got rhythm and blues, and he threw that crutches down. Grandma, he ain't trifling. Well, the old boy is rhythm bound. Going round. All my friends are bopping the blues, and it must be going round. I love you, baby. I must be rhythm bound. Bop, cat, bop. Bop, bop, rhythm and blues.
Right, Kyle Perkins, Boppin' the Blues. Hey, the next one I'm going to play for you is a really nice song. It's by B.B. King and Tracy Chapman. They did this a while ago, and it's called The Thrill Is Gone. Just listen to it. It's just a great, great, great blues song. You listen to WMFO 91.5 in Medford, Boston with me, DJ D, on Dance Music Express Music Series. We do this every Wednesday at 11 a.m. And if you want to hear something, send me a text or an email to WMFODJD@gmail.com. And if I can, I'll play it for you. Later on, we're going to be doing my pre-noontime workout on my dance set. I'm starting to call it the dance set. You know, 30 minutes of a little high-energy music, get people out there. Weather's starting to change. Thank the God we didn't get that snowstorm. I'm so happy about that. I'm too old for that stuff. I just lay on the couch. I watch the snow coming down. I say, I ain't going to deal with it. Too much on me. Anyway, what's happening? Send me a text. If you want to listen to us worldwide, all you need to do is go to WMFO.org, and you can check us out throughout the world. We have listeners everywhere. Hong Kong, China, London, Italy, of course, the United States, and on and on and on and on. And we thank everybody so, so much for listening to us or listening to me and letting me entertain you. Guess what? You're stuck with me for another hour. DJD, MFO 91.5. Yeah, look out, Boston. Some blues coming at you right here. B.B. King, Tracy Chapman. Oh, the thrill's gone, baby girl.